the cause of and solution to all of life's problems.
Drink, man, I'm gonna get gas. Gonna get high, man, I ain't had enough. Need me a triple shot of that stuff. Gonna get drunk, won't you listen right here. I want one bourbon, one shot, and one beer. One bourbon, one shot, one beer.
Tastes great, makes women appear more attractive, and makes a person virtually invulnerable to criticism.
Alcohol is a way of life. Alcohol is my way of life, and I aim to keep it.
Find it, buy it, make it. I don't care. Just get me some booze and fast.
I can't take this much longer. I gotta have a beer.
Fat, drunk, and stupid is no way to go through life, sir.
Now it sounds like the story's changing.
Well, he was definitely reimbursed. There's no doubt about it.
So why did he say he wasn't?
Maybe. First of all, if we had to defend this as not being a campaign contribution, I think we could do that. This was for personal reasons. But it wasn't for the campaign.
Okay. Right.
It was to save their marriage, not their marriage as much as their reputation.
All right. We got the messaging points down now.
If I had a lawyer like Rudy Giuliani, I'd be in the chair right now. I think that's how that goes. They clipped his wings earlier today.
He didn't help, right. But he did send out a clarification letter later.
Oh, sure.
Didn't clarify. Just about nothing.
That is the cut of the day. All right. Here we go. Knarble Wagon. Now we can put all that aside. And the Knarble Wagon is out. And one of our favorites is in Hofbrauhaus. To me, the Hofbrau in Chicago is the finest, by far now, the finest German restaurant in Chicago. Mm-hmm. And the best experience. If you wanted just a little taste of Bavaria, we did our Halloween show out there.
So fun. It was so fun out there.
And it's and I wore lederhosen. And Mike Matushka, who runs the joint and owns the joint, co-owner of the joint, is it was scary, was it not, Mike? Isn't that right?
Scary, yes. Scary.
Yes, scary.
Understatement. Yeah.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. He brought a picture in of me and Svengoolie for me to sign to put
were
up on the wall.
Were you in the lederhosen?
I'm in the lederhosen with Svengoolie, and I don't know who's scarier, me or Svengoolie.
Actually, I was pleasantly surprised. It looked good.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. Yeah, I looked. Oh, right, Svengoolie actually looks alive compared to me in that picture. So, Jim Olson, who's the general manager, took great care of us that day. We want to thank you, Jim, for everything you did for us.
What
he's here.
Day.
And now, all right, so now you know, everybody knows Oktoberfest, right? You get the idea of Oktoberfest.
Yes.
I mean, that's the thing that's, you know, it's you the big pretzels and the beer and the whole thing. That's October. But there's also a Mayfest, is there not?
There is a Mayfest.
Who knew that? Now I know that. Did they do the same thing in Munich? It's like a Mayfest there?
Of course, of course. It's gaining traction and popularity. It's the celebration of spring.
See?
And what better way to celebrate than with the beer.
Yes,
beer.
Exactly. And you do it, and instead of like the heavier beers, which you know are sort of the harbinger of the colder weather to come, these are kind of like you got to, well, first of all, let's explain, what's this Maibock beer?
It's delicious, by the way.
Oh, good. That's a great beer. Maibock is an amber, sweeter tasting beer, much more alcohol by volume. I think it's about 7.4%.
Oh, wow. Yeah,
took a big gulp of that.
Yeah, I was just taking right.
Why don't you get about halfway into that beer before I let you know that?
Yeah, thank you. Thank you. Oh, but that's an interesting thing because beer, now obviously, we're in this moment where beer is so hot and it is replacing wine in a lot of ways for people who want to, you know, are connoisseurs of it, because you can get all these different, a little up in alcohol content, you get all these different notes, as they like to say. You know, back when we were kids, we were shotgun a beer, we weren't all
choices.
That interested in whether there was a note. You just wanted to make sure you could pierce the bottom of the can. Now, when you say, now, you know, you turn, you know, our age, you sit around and go, like, we want to sip our beer.
Variation.
Right, and we want to enjoy the notes, and we want to enjoy the whole kind of thing going on.
Well, I'm enjoying this darker one, and the Maibock, but
is the Maibock.
The Maibock is the darker one.
It's more of an amber
okay. color.
Yes.
And that's, like I said, the higher volume, alcohol volume.
Mm-hmm.
And
what could possibly go wrong?
Nothing.
Mm-hmm.
That is a beautiful beer.
All right. And then you have a Hefeweiss here, right?
Hefeweizen, yes.
Hefeweizen.
What he said.
Yes. Well, after a few of these, I can say it very, very well. And then the next thing you know, I'm sitting there and I'm wearing lederhosen. And then later in the evening, I'm not in my lederhosen anymore, and I'm wondering what happened. They explain what this is.
This one feels sweeter, a little
that's
sweeter.
That's an unfiltered beer. It's a wheat beer. unfiltered wheat beer, and you'll taste a little vanilla in there, mm-hmm. and that's a very second popular, most popular beer that we have, next to the original one, from which is the lager beer.
Okay, so now you're doing all of these yourself, right? You're brewing them on site.
That's amazing.
Correct.
Right? And how many are there on the taps?
We have 5 on tap. We'll keep 4 staples and a seasonal. We'll float around a seasonal or 2.
That is amazing. It is so good, so fresh. And there's a big difference when it's being made right there and you're having it right there. Mm-hmm. It really changes everything.
You doesn't spend it. 4 weeks on a boat coming here.
Yeah.
And how do you serve these? In the big stein, or what kind of glasses do we serve these things? I love that, the whole atmosphere of the huge dining hall there and the energy of the music. And it feels so like a party when you come into your place. I love
it. Yes, they're served in a stein as well. The Hefeweizen is typically served in a thinner glass, and the Maibock and the lagers are served in a stein.
Now, when I have a Hefeweizen.
Oh, very nice.
Getting better. I like to add the lemon to it. Am I a rube when I do that?
Is that okay?
Blasphemy.
It's blasphemy. Oh, Jim, why
says
would
no.
I? See, I ask
Jim
her, and
says
I ask
no.
her that. I do that. I because I remember when my dad was taking me to German, right? He was stationed in Germany. And mm-hmm. so when he came back to the States, he always was looking for a German restaurant. And so when he took me, I won't say where it was, but it was a place that is no longer in operation. Mm-hmm. And I was like 15 years old, and he threw the first thing I ever drank was a Weiss beer with him, and he made me put the lemon in because they offered it to me, because this is going to make this go better for me, because my dad was instilling in me this need to, you know, be able to live the European life. And so I did it, and then I loved it from that point forward. So it really goes back a long way for me, and I don't know why is it such a
why is it a
violation?
You know, Germans are really into their beer and being pure, and putting anything else into it besides what the purity law asks for is blasphemy. And putting a lime, lemon, anything in it.
Really?
You know, the Germans don't like the citrus. I'm going to tell you that right now. When you go to a German restaurant, there's not a lot of citrus stuff, right? I mean, they're not interested. Citrus is not a big thing for them.
Well, you think the beer is complete already, right?
Yeah, right.
You need to add notes.
It's perfect.
Okay.
It's very drinkable. They don't want to add anything.
So if I walked in, Jim, if I walked in and I said I would like a lemon with my Weiss beer, you'd throw me out?
No.
What would you say in German to him?
I would just grumble like, and I would give it to you, but
right.
No problem.
Uh-huh.
But more equal opportunity.
Right, I'm going to stay with him. I'm going to stay with the Maybach then. That's what I'm going to do.
Jim,
not the
Ames,
car.
Please, because he took very good care of us there when we were there for the Halloween party.
All right, let's talk about the music here, because this is important. Because you're bringing this. I think this is really cool. You bring in these bands from Germany.
Germany and Austria.
And Austria, right.
A lot of bands from Austria.
Although the Germans consider Austria to be theirs too, but that's a separate issue.
Yeah.
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 But so you bring them in, and they're you talk about authentic. I mean, they're the real deal.
They are. They come here. They're usually here for a 30-day stint. They come in every 30 days. They are usually have other jobs in Germany, but they're for the music.
Yeah.
So when they come here, they're on a vacation, and they play 7 days a week.
Oh, it's so much fun.
You got the Edelweiss dancers and the Society of the Danube Swabian Jugendnappies.
I'm sorry.
I'm sure I said that right.
Sorry, wait, hold on. Did you tell her that it's 7% alcohol content?
I told you.
Yeah. Dude, I want you to do that again.
Well, you try it. You got the Hoffenheisen down, and you can do this one.
The Donau Schwaben Jugendchor.
What is it? Say it again.
Donau Schwab. It's a region in Germany.
Oh.
And it's the Jugendchor. It's the young core, the kids.
Oh, how fun.
So like all of Mayfest, we have extra talent, and so on Thursdays, Fridays, and Sundays, we ask these extra German clubs to come on in, and they come in or dance or they play, depending on what group we have. So it's kind of fun.
That sounds like it.
I think the problem with the German language is that they smush all the words mm-hmm. together, and you got to figure out where the accent goes.
It's very hard.
For example, the Chicago Donau Schwaben Donau Dancers. Is that close enough?
Very close.
There's May 25th. They're going to be
just
there.
Just being kind.
Yeah, this is good.
May
25th. I like this. On May 24th, the Division Brass Band. I can get that out.
There you go.
Yeah, yep, I got that worked out.
That's easy.
The Oompa Band on the May 6th.
Yeah. And the keg tapping ceremony. Let's just talk about that for a second. Because this was fun. You let me do it, and it was you actually pound with a hammer a tap into a keg.
You do.
Yeah.
And that's traditional, and it's part of the spring celebration is they tap the keg. They tap the Maybach keg.
Oh, it's the best. Mm. All right. Hofbräu Haus, Chicago. It's in Rosemont. You cannot miss it. It is, but you got valet parking available. You've got the big garage next to you. I'm going to suggest the valet parking because it's a nominal fee and it's worth it because sometimes when you park in that garage, it takes a little time to find your car. I have found that to be the case. And not, you know, I'm not talking about drinking and driving. I'm just talking about it's a big parking garage. It's a big deal that's going on out there. For reservations and more information, 847-671-BREW. That's 847-671-2739 or hbchicago.com. Hofbräu Haus, Chicago, which is, it is great. And Mike, thank you so much.
Thank you. Thank you both.
Well, the next time Anna comes, we were wanting to spank her, but she said dear. No.
Kevin's going
to
take the spankings, I think, from now on.
But she was like a little...
My right cheek is still stinging, but I like it.
True. It's something I'll never be able to unsee.
Everybody laughed when you got it, but now they want Anna. They were screaming Anna.
Yeah. That's never. I'm going to tell you right now as her attorney, that's never going to happen.
Thank you, Ro. You'll step
in. But I will say that Kevin... Who is and you have these servers, these beautiful women who came up to Kevin with a paddle, bent him over a chair, and spanked him.
I loved it
in front of the room, and it, as painful as it was, it's his most fond memory of anything that's ever happened in his life.
Tell her, said what's up. Yeah.
Well, Ro, we wanted to spank you too, and you were like, I'm not into that either. So I mean.
Later hosing on. I think that's as much as you're going to get out of Rome.
It was as good as it's going to get, pal.
Wait, can I get a paddle?
You know, paddle? No, you cannot.
Well, we can have her paddle you.
No, I don't
want to paddle him. I'll paddle a lucky contestant.
No. Oh, God.
Okay. Yeah, we could get that one going.
Yeah, all right. All right, we're done.
Stop the idea factory.
Let us now move along. Martier, what's coming up at the top of the hour?